Welcome to the first episode of Bud Buds, the podcast that takes you into the unfolding realm of invasive plants and their seasonal changes, and what you might be witnessing out your window or in the woods in Vermont. I'm Elizabeth, a scientist for the Department of Forest Parks and Recreation since 2014, and I'm joined by my co-host and bud, Lena.
Hi, I'm Lena. I also work for the Department of Forest Parks and Recreation, where I've been a natural resources steward since 2018. How are you today, Elizabeth? Are you ready to talk about some plants?
Oh yeah, I'm doing great, and I'm always ready to talk about plants.
That's why we're buds.
And the rain outside and the green grass has really got me thinking about spring. I don't know about you.
Same.
So today I'd like to share with everyone that we are starting a new project focused on tracking the seasonal changes of invasive plants in Vermont, which is information we don't currently have, believe it or not. This effort will serve the greater purpose of informing how to care for the land that any of us steward with science-based data. Our plan is to use this podcast series to introduce you to the project and provide real-time seasonal updates of what we and our volunteers, and maybe you, are seeing unfold on the landscape, like when certain plants are going to leaf out or flower or go to seed, and what to look for.
And if we're lucky, we may also get to interview other land stewards to find out and share their perspectives on invasive plant management. We want this to be a podcast for anyone who's concerned about the impacts of invasive plants or people who are looking to learn something new about the natural world. But before we get too far in, Elizabeth, I think it might be a good idea if we talk for a minute about what it means when we call a plant invasive.
That's a great idea, Lena. So distinguishing why we might call an exotic plant invasive?
Yeah, so that we're all on the same page when we're using this term.
Perfect. Let's talk about it.
Personally, I find that talking about natives versus invasives can get a little sticky, especially since I didn't grow up here in Vermont or even on the East Coast. So instead, I prefer to focus on terms like evolution and harm. For me, an invasive plant can be defined as a plant that did not evolve in the eco-community where it's now causing harm. Ecosystems, and plants are included in that, evolve in a balanced manner that includes predators and parasites and diseases and ensures that no one organism has a dramatic advantage over another. Plants that evolve elsewhere don't have the same checks on their growth, which means that they have a distinct advantage over species that evolved locally.
Kind of like how honeysuckle shrubs tend to leaf out before any of the local shrubs, giving those plants a longer growing season.
Yeah, just like that. And I think it's worth noting that not all aggressive or annoying plant species are invasive, because some of them have evolved within the ecosystem that we're trying to protect.
Oh man, like that Virginia creeper that's all over my fence.
Exactly. I have some too. I actually kind of like it. But I know not everybody does. And it's also worth mentioning that not all plants that evolved elsewhere become invasive, because many of them don't take over or harm the ecosystem where they're now found.
Like how apple trees, like those that were once in orchards or fields, and sometimes we even find them in the woods, aren't invasive, even though commercial apple species didn't evolve here.
Exactly. And, you know, since part of the definition of invasive is relative, it just means it evolved in a different ecosystem from the one where it now thrives. Species from anywhere can be invasive anywhere else. For example, goldenrod, a plant that evolved in Vermont, is actually invasive in Europe. Ultimately, as much harm as invasive species can cause, I think it's helpful to recall that they're all just plants, and they're growing and being plants and doing plant things, and they got to where they are because they were transported, often by humans. But invasive plants aren't inherently bad or evil. They're just a lasting reminder of humans' ability to make mistakes.
Yeah, and we are all just people, you know, for the most part, doing our best, and we're all learning and growing and working to protect the things we value today, like the biodiversity that evolved in Vermont.
100%.
Speaking of definitions and getting on the same page, let's talk about a word that keeps coming up when we're discussing seasonal changes of plants.
Bum, bum, bum.
Phenology.
Great. I love this word. It's a newish word for me. I just learned a couple of years ago, and I've always thought of it as meaning when plants do what they do, or basically paying attention to what stage of life plants are in. Are they leafing out? Are they flowering? Are they fruiting? Noticing and tracking that, that's phenology. And it's important because it indicates trends within ecosystems, everything from demonstrating climate change to influencing when invasive plant treatment should occur.
You're right. It's nature's calendar. When we notice birds returning to our yards or flying south in the fall, or the leaf buds swelling on the shrubs in our yard, or even cherry and apple blossoms opening, that's all phenology. And like you said, we can use phenology to better understand our animal and plant neighbors, to help us know when to plant and tend our gardens. And like you said, in the case of our project, when to time management activities for invasive plants in Vermont. We care about invasive plant phenology because best practices include timing efforts based on the phenology of the species of concern. Maybe it's roadside mowing and the town wants to reduce the spread of invasive plants. They'll need to account for invasive plant phenology.
Like being sure to mow before a plant like wild parsnip or wild chervil has set seed.
Yep, and it may be that you're part of an organization with public trails or parks, and you have public safety concerns, like alerting hikers to when toxic plants like wild parsnip are flowering and at their peak toxicity.
Or maybe like us bug buds, you just really, really like plants.
Yeah.
Whatever your reason for being here, thanks again for tuning in to the Bug Buds podcast. Be sure to check out vtinvasives.org for more information and consider signing up to be a volunteer community scientist for our phenology project. Our volunteers will help us collect useful data to answer questions like when invasive species are flowering, are there differences in seasonal changes of the plants to the south or the north, or in the valleys versus the mountains? And can we document that plant species are responding quicker than local species to changes in seasonal temperature swings?
By becoming an observer, you are adding to the data set for the phenology of invasive plants across Vermont and helping to encourage science-based stewardship efforts. Your involvement will lead to lasting solutions, making a true difference for the forests of Vermont. We'd like to acknowledge the financial and technical support provided by the USDA Forest Service, Northeastern Area State and Private Forestry, that enables us to run projects and provide outreach such as this. And to our major project partner, the National Phenology Network, bringing together community members, scientists, managers, and educators to advance the science of phenology. And stay tuned for more episodes from the Bud Buds podcast and continue to learn,
get involved, and make a difference.